launch into hour number two, you can take control of the airwaves, as always, at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free, the Packet 8 toll-free line is 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there because they are totally free. That is freetalklive.com as we go to the phones to start things out here this hour. Got Saddam Hussein to talk about coming up, and I want to ask you how you feel about the whole Saddam episode. Do you think his death was worth all of the American deaths that came before it? Let's go first to the phones, though. Brian in Colorado on the amplifier line. Hello, Brian. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'd like to be the first to congratulate you on your first 1,000 pledge.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate that. It does appear to have crossed the threshold. But as I had urged last hour, if you were thinking of signing, please go ahead and sign. There's still less than 24 hours remaining. I'd like to see it get to 1,100 signatures.
You know, and there's no
2,000.
Yeah, I would totally agree
crazy,
with you.
But
you know, there's no 1,000 number on there. So if you sign up below the person who came in 1,000, they don't know if you're 1,001 or the last signer. I mean, so there's always the last signer who still gets to sign up until 7 p.m. on December the 31st.
True, you could be the last signer. That's a possibility.
Right.
Anyway, with that in mind, what's on your mind, Brian?
Well, I called in a couple nights ago, giving you a snow update, and you kind of caught me off guard on the private police protection thing. I asked about what about bad cops, and you said, of course, you know, the marketplace will deal with that, and I agree with that. You know, much better than we have now. But what about psychopaths? You know, what about people who don't care about reputation ratings, or you know, people who just they go out and kill and kill and kill and kill?
It's an excellent question. And what
who's going to pay to catch those people? Is it the person he raped yesterday, or the person he's going to rape tomorrow? You know, where does the private protection? I can't get my arms around that.
I think you've brought up an excellent question, and I think that all you really need to do to answer it is look at what people normally do when a psychopath is on the loose. For instance, there was a story in 2006 out of Arizona where there were two unnamed, unknown murderers, and I believe it was Arizona, going around, I think it was the Phoenix area or Tucson, one or the other, they were going around just bumping people off, just shooting people, and the cops had no idea who it was. The cops just lay, they just, you know, they had their press conferences every day reminding the press that they were working on the case, but they didn't have any leads. They didn't have much more than a vague description. And so what do people do in those situations, Brian?
Get out the pitchforks?
Well, I mean, the pitchfork isn't going to do you much good when somebody's shooting you from, you know, from 100 feet away. But
I mean, you band together as a community.
You band together as a community. There were community watch groups that started up that hadn't existed before. As you might imagine, a number of people went out and bought themselves firearms. They went out and some people got training in firearms who maybe already had a gun but hadn't practiced with it. It encouraged people to go out and learn how to defend themselves. Same thing when a rapist is on the loose. When there's a case of, I think it was in Orlando, Florida a few years back, there was a rapist on the loose. The police started offering firearms training courses, and as you might imagine, a number of women came in there to learn about how to defend themselves with firearms. And before the rapist was on the loose, not many people had an interest in this sort of thing. And so essentially what would happen is if for some reason the private investigative services, whose job it was to protect people, who were being paid to protect people, unlike the police, they're not actually paid to protect anybody. So the insurance agencies and these private protection agencies would actually have an incentive to go out there and bring this individual to justice. But even if they couldn't find them, they could do these alternate things of helping people arm themselves, helping train people. And, of course, if there is a psychopath out there bumping people off, then eventually he's going to come across somebody who's got a little bit of training. Eventually he's going to come across somebody who does have a gun, and you're going to catch your psychopath, and there's not going to be a need for a trial.
Excellent.
There you go, Brian. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Yes, the free marketplace really can handle crime and justice much better, in my opinion, than any government monopoly ever could.
You know, I have a difficult time imagining the world without police officers that are employed by city government or municipal government or something like that?
It's hard to do because we were born and raised with the idea that this is the way it has to be, and it doesn't.
And, well, I'll tell you, for one thing, police are a relatively a new organization in American history and world history. You know, somehow we managed to make it with, without, a paid police force. There was volunteer police posses that were in communities, and which is essentially a neighborhood watch. I can't see that it's much different. And, you know, before that, there were, you know, rich people had guards and poor people had weapons.
Right. Well, even in the realm of government police, there are still some changes that can be made, even if you just wanted to keep those guys around. There was a movie that my girlfriend asked you to watch a few nights ago, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Sudden Birth, and it's really just a cheesy. If you go out and Google it, I'm sure you'll be able to find it. It's this cheesy 1960s-era movie that was made by bureaucrats out in California about, it was essentially for patrolmen,
right,
as to how to give birth in the back of a police car or in the back of somebody's car or whatever if you happen to pull somebody over who's pregnant and giving birth. And it was just a really cheeso video,
It was cheesy, and the thing that I couldn't imagine about, that I couldn't really get my hands around is, this had to have been 1963 that this movie was produced, and I guess they must have paid this woman to give birth on a set that looked like a, you know, the back of a car.
Yeah.
Cause
there was no
really,
effect shots in this
really,
movie.
Really did give birth. And
on
this,
camera.
And this cop,
graphically,
this terrible acting cop, you know,
real bureaucrat.
Right. Yeah, he was a real cop and really couldn't act. He actually did assist in this birth. Now, I'm sure that there was some off-camera doctors somewhere in the vicinity, but, man, you could see
everything. Yeah. It starts out, and it's called Sudden Birth if you want to go look for it. But it starts out, and you just think it's just going to be some cheesy instructional video. And then you get to the part where the actual birth takes place.
Oh,
and you don't expect...
I think when the water broke was probably the point where I could have just stopped. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, that was actually the point where I couldn't turn away.
Yeah, well, you and I
thought, oh my gosh, what am I watching?
You and I are completely different.
Because when I was watching in the beginning, I just thought it was just going to be a cheesy instructional video. And I thought, oh, they're not going to show anything of relative import. But then you see absolutely everything in more graphic detail than anything probably produced here in the 1990s and the aughts. I mean, it was very graphic.
It was especially very graphic.
For the 1960s.
Yeah.
But my point of bringing that up in the first place was that if you watch the titles to the movie, again, produced back in the 60s, I believe, it was produced by the California Peace Officers Association. How many organization of law enforcement officers call themselves peace officers these days? Not so many.
No, they don't,
for the most part.
No, it's the peace. The whole concept of a peace officer really seems to have gone away.
Right. So government police have even changed their roles. You know, they used to be peace officers. Their job was to keep the peace. If someone was disrupting the peace, their primary purpose was to remove that individual from the situation. Not to necessarily ruin his life with a bunch of charges unless he's actually hurting somebody. If you've got somebody who's on your property and they're being disruptive and you don't want them there, the peace officer would come and remove that person.
Take them away, perhaps put them in jail for a couple few hours until they cooled down.
Let them out.
Sobered up or whatever it was that they needed to do, and then they call their dad or their wife and, you know, come get them.
But now they're law enforcement officers, and they're not there to keep the peace. They're not there to help you. They're there to help you into a jail cell.
No, it seems
and
to
they're
me,
there to find charges to bring you up on.
You know, I mean, we have this industry behind this justice system that, well, we incarcerate more people than any other nation on earth. Per
it's
capita,
true. I guess developed nations.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's what I believe the caveat is there. So, you know, Nambia might have more incarcerations per population, but
how could they afford to do it though?
I don't know.
How can they tax their people heavily enough in order to incarcerate these people?
Speaking of people who've been recently incarcerated, apparently Chicago nose tackle Tank Johnson needs court permission now to travel outside of Illinois, a decision that would become a factor this season only if the Bears make the Super Bowl. We don't talk sports too often here on Free Talk Live unless there's actually an issue, you know, like steroids and that sort of thing, that makes it interesting for me. in this case, this is a pretty interesting case. He's got a gun violation, of course, in the state of Illinois, which is one of the most draconian of all of the states in the United States in regards to their gun laws. 800-259-9231 will tell you what sort of punishment Mr. Johnson is facing, and your calls as well. Plus, got to talk to Saddam coming up.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows, you name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bed, F, A-N.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition, and we're in the studio. It is the New Year's weekend edition of the show. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. That's 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll free line for you as we go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Michael in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Michael on the Amplifier. Hey, good evening to you.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I just got an email that said the first 1,000 pledge is successful.
Yes, we've already had a congratulatory call on that one, Michael. Did you have anything else on your mind?
I just wanted to encourage people to continue signing up if you haven't already.
That's what we're trying to do, because I'm, first of all, concerned that there are going to be some, perhaps, fake sign-ups that may be removed at the last moment. I think it's important to continue pushing for sign-ups. Let's get to 1,100 signers.
You know, and I'd like to warn people that on the freestateproject.org website, it says that it's closed. The sign-up isn't closed. You can go to pledgebank.com/first1000. That's F-I-R-S-T 1000.
And let them know they're wrong about that. It's not closed.
Do you think that it's going to make? Do you think that somebody's going to be able to act on that quickly?
They've obviously acted and written that it's closed.
Okay.
So they could change that. Now, Michael, you are actually the man behind HomelandStupidity.us, which is a fantastic blog on the internet. And we get a lot our show prep from there. And you are a first 1,000 signer. I believe you're going to be moving sooner rather than later, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm moving in April.
That's fantastic. So as things maybe begin to thaw out from the winter, and we finally got our first real snow today up here in New Hampshire, here in Keene. And I've heard rumors that you might be coming up to the Keene area. Is that true?
Yeah. Keene is my number one choice right now.
Fantastic. Well, I know we're looking forward to having you here. There's a burgeoning movement of people up here, liberty-minded individuals moving in, both apolitical, as in civil disobedience-minded, and political as well. In fact, we're gathering candidates, as you know, for an upcoming municipal election where we're going to run as many pro-liberty candidates as we possibly can. So once you get here and get settled in, definitely I hope you'll consider doing that as well.
I will consider that. It's important. I want to say this to everybody. It's important to hit it on both fronts, the apolitical and the political.
I agree. I think that what you're going to see happen is basically the apolitical people, the civil disobedience types, are going to go out and they're going to do their civil disobedience and bring attention, political attention, to certain issues wherein the political types can take action and get the government out of those particular areas. I think that I think they're going to work together better than some people think that they are.
Oh, yeah, I can see it already. And definitely, if you signed up, make plans to move. Don't wait till 2008. Move as soon as you can.
Absolutely. And get here sooner rather than later. Michael, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the First 1,000 Pledge and the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th of 2007. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information and to get registered. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. All right, so we were talking about Tank Johnson from ESPN.com. He's the nose tackle for the Chicago Bears, and he now needs court permission to travel outside of the state. A judge ruled recently that he must stay home except to work or travel to work until it is determined whether his December 14th arrest for having firearms without a gun owner identification card violated his probation on a 2005 gun charge. He's already suspended for, some of the upcoming Super Bowl or playoff games. The judge also said the 25-year-old Johnson cannot drive himself and denied a request to let him travel to Tempe, Arizona for a holiday trip. Instead, his family will come to Illinois to see him, defense attorney Lorna Propst said. Cook County Judge John Moran set a bond at $100,000 for Johnson, who was briefly taken into custody during his court appearance. He later posted bond and left the courthouse in north suburban Chicago. Probst said Johnson is committed to making positive changes. Quote, he wants now more than any other thing to be the best possible representative of the Chicago Bears and the city of Chicago that he can be, and that's his goal going forward, said Probst. Bears officials did not immediately comment on the judge's decision. During the hearing, Johnson, dressed in a brown striped suit, was not handcuffed and said nothing, frequently staring at the floor. Defense attorney Frank Himmel really standing up for his right to bear arms, huh? Defense attorney Frank Himmel told the judge he thought a reasonable bond would be $10,000, arguing that he was not a flight risk and promised that he would show up for future court dates. But, you know, they knew he was an NFL star, so why not get the $100,000 out of him, right? It's a misdemeanor violation on top of a misdemeanor violation, said the defense attorney, referring to the charges stemming from
$100,000
for a misdemeanor.
For a misdemeanor?
Yep.
I mean, I think we've screwed up the definition of a misdemeanor when you're charging a $100,000 bond for it.
Well, he was sentenced to 18 months probation in November of 2005 after he pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge stemming from an arrest after a nightclub valet reported seeing Johnson with a handgun in his sport utility vehicle. A petition filed Monday by the Cook County Adult Probation Department alleged that his earlier arrest this month in Lake County on misdemeanor weapons charges violated his earlier probation's terms. He was charged with 6 counts of possession of a firearm without a gun owner identification card after police found 6 guns in a raid on his Gurnee home.
God. I mean, a guy can't have guns in his home.
Not in Illinois.
You know, I apparently the people in Illinois haven't read the United States Constitution's Bill of Rights, where it says the Second Amendment, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
I think they're taking the Washington, D.C. interpretation of that to mean that people can't keep and bear arms, only militias can.
But, I mean, what is a militia?
A state-run organization, by the definition of Washington,
D.C. But a militia has never been a state-run organization by anyone's definition up until...
They would like to define it that way.
Yeah, they would like to define it that way, but that would be misdefining it.
Cook County,
that would be calling a cat a dog.
State's attorney so-and-so said Friday that authorities found semi-automatic rifle with 19 live rounds in the master bedroom. 4 unloaded weapons, 2 rifles, 2 handguns, and...
You know, I'd like to tell them they can come to my house and they can find a fully loaded Mossberg shotgun with 6 live rounds in it, waiting right by the front door for anybody who decides to break in.
Oh. Why are you telling everyone where you keep your gun?
Actually, I don't keep it there.
300 to 350 rounds of ammunition were also there with those live two in a basement utility closet and loaded 45 caliber handgun under a leather chair in the basement. Less than 48 hours after he was arrested, he was at a bar with his friend Willie B. Posey, and Posey was apparently shot and killed. Posey also had been arrested on drug possession charges when police raided Johnson's home. Johnson's not a suspect in Posey's death, but the Bears suspended him for a recent game for simply being at the club. You wonder, I mean, what is this guy shot and what was he shot and killed over? Something's going on behind the scenes here with this guy.
Sure it is, but I don't know why the gun is the issue. I mean, if you can't charge him with something, then don't charge him with something. But a gun? I mean,
6 guns, apparently.
Well, so what? So what if you have 6 guns? Prove that you've committed a murder with them. Prove that you've committed a crime with those guys.
Right. Well, apparently the crime is possession.
That's what police are supposed to do. Police work.
But in this new day and age, Mark, in the new America, the crime is the possession. It's a contraband. It's a product that the government has deemed you, as an individual, cannot make your own decisions in regards to them. Of course, here in New Hampshire, pretty much anybody can have guns.
You can walk around with one on your hip if you want
to. Exactly. And the world's not crumbling. 800-259-9231. Do you think that people should be brought up on charges for just having weapons? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. Tis the Saturday night edition on the New Year's weekend. This is Free Talk Live, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Maybe you've missed a moment of the show. Maybe you're listening on a radio station and you only get the Saturday show on your local station. Well, in that case, you missed out on an entire week's worth. We've got 6 shows a week that we do, and all the entire last year of the program is archived for your listening convenience right there on the front page of our website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee like those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you. You just go and get them for free right there. Front page at freetalklive.com. That is freetalklive.com. And does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Well, try SACL CAI. They do collection in a whole new way. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. They record every customer interaction so you can check their work. Let SACL CAI handle any or all of your accounts receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. As we go to the phones to the fun, let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling from Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. I just came back from Colorado.
Yes. I'm so surprised you were able to get out of there with all the snow they've been having.
Oh, yeah, the propaganda of the horrible weather they're having there. I can't believe the way they're blowing this out of proportion.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's not that bad. I just flew out of there today. Our flight had was like 15% full. Most of it was empty. It left on time.
Were you there during the big one? I mean, where they had to shut down the airport and all that?
I came in just 2 days after the airport reopened.
Okay.
and things were pretty much back to normal, but there was a lot of backlog as far as people getting their baggage and things.
Okay.
But in reality, I mean, Denver is a snow city. And what they're doing is they're taking a normal heavy snowfall and they're trying to elevate it into some kind of a state of emergency.
Why?
Now, well, I don't know why they're doing this. I think it's either liability issues or the governors just like to get on the air and, you know, sound important because they're declaring state of emergencies for something that's not a state of emergency.
Now, I mean, you're not a Colorado native, are you?
I am a Minnesota native and an Alaskan resident in the past. I know what snow is like. I've lived in snow. The snowfall that was in Colorado was no more unusual than any other winter, really. I mean,
okay.
there were two good heavy snowfalls within a week apart.
Well, I mean, maybe they really did have to shut down the airport. I can't see why they would have wanted to shut down the airport and inconvenience all those people if all they had to do was just push some snow out of the way to launch a plane. I mean, it sounded to me, especially from Brian, who called in from Colorado during the whole event, it sounded to me like it was pretty pretty unusual, at least as far as their normal snowfall is concerned. And
it was heavier than a regular normal snowfall, but it's a city that has lots of ability to shovel snow, and they've got the snow plows, they've got everything they need. So for 12 hours, things slow down or stop, and then, maybe 12 to 18 hours later, the streets are cleared off and things start to move. People should, if they live there, know how to drive in snow, which most of them do.
Do you think the media blew it more out of proportion than the government did?
I think the media blew it out of proportion, and the government jumped on the bandwagon because they want to sound like they're important. They want to regulate and officiate and sound like they're helping all the poor little peons out.
Jumping out in front of the parade, as they typically do.
We saw no place where there was no gasoline. We saw no place where there were people that were just, you know, totally helpless. It was just ridiculous. There was a nice, good snow. Everything got white and pretty. And, people slowed down and drove a little slower. It was not a big, hairy emergency. The other thing I want to talk to you about was, we went to this national park at Estes Park, National Park Service.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell people never go to a national park. Talk about government regulation gone crazy.
What did you see?
Well, we went up there to go sledding. And we had to go, well, first we had to pay $20 to get in the national park.
Yuck.
Because they regulate everything to death. So they let us go up about 10 miles into the park where there was a place where we could go sledding. It was a lame, stupid little hill that you couldn't even hardly get to the bottom of, much less go very fast on. And they have all these signs up that says you can't sled over here, you can't sled over there. So after yesterday's, the day before yesterday's snowfall, we went up there again yesterday to sled down in the nice fresh stuff. But we didn't want to go to that same hill because we knew it was a lame hill to begin with.
Okay.
So we went to the park ranger's, the park ranger entrance, and went through the booth. Of course, we'd already paid our $20, which is good for 7 days. So we went to that booth, and we said, hey, you know, there's a hill just right back where we just passed. We would like to go sledding down it. We just want to park it right here and walk back there. She says, oh, no, you can't do that because this is the park, you know, this is the park property, and we can't let you sled down that hill because you might endanger the underlying vegetation. I mean, I'm not going back to national parks. To
I don't blame
national
you.
Parks. I'll go to a national forest where there's a little bit more freedom, but not much.
Do they have any private parks there in Denver? Do you know of
The part of Denver, this Estes Park, which is north and west of Denver? It doesn't normally get this much snowfall, so they don't really have a lot of winter sports there. They don't have skiing, and they don't have snowmobiling, which really made me angry because I wanted to go snowmobiling.
That's unfortunate. You're going to soon have to move up to New Hampshire, Gene, and then all your problems will be solved.
We're on the list, and it'll be a few years before we can make the move, but we certainly intend to go.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to seeing you up here, and there'll be plenty of snow activities for you here, unless global warming continues, in which case, it just snowed for like the first time the entire season today.
You didn't even get a white Christmas.
Yeah, well,
nope, didn't.
We went to Denver just for that purpose, so that we could have a white Christmas, because here in Tennessee we don't get it very often.
Well, you are the Christian anarchist, so that does make sense. Thanks for the call, Gene. We appreciate it.
I wouldn't blame all this on global warming. My wife was at the gym today, probably just wanted to get the hell away from me. And she was in the steam room, relaxing in the women's steam room. Just imagine what goes on in there, fellas.
A bunch of sitting around.
Yeah, probably a bunch of awful stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, just old women sitting in a steam room, I'm not sure. But besides my wife, that is. And she was talking to a native of New Hampshire, and she said, well, the last time it took this long to snow, we got 5 feet in March. So,
holy crap.
Yeah, I don't think that we really have global warming to worry about.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're thinking. We're thinking it might go a little bit long this year because it started late.
It could. I mean,
we'll see.
You just never know.
All right, 800-259-9231. Well, as you probably know, unless you've been living under a rock, Saddam Hussein is dead. He was hung this morning, 6 a.m. Iraqi time. It was about, I think, 10:30 or so last night. Eastern time was when it finally took place, somewhere around there. According to Newsweek, Ali al-Masadi was 3 feet away from Saddam Hussein when he died. The 38-year-old, normally Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's official videographer, was the man responsible for filming the late dictator's execution at dawn on Saturday. He says, I saw fear. He was afraid, Ali told Newsweek.
Sure, Saddam Hussein's human. Of course he was afraid when he was going to be executed. Everybody would be.
He told Newsweek minutes after returning from the execution, wearing a rumpled green suit and holding a Sony HDTV video camera in his right hand, Ali recalled the dictator's last moments, saying, quote, he was saying things about injustice, about resistance, about how these guys are terrorists. On the way to the gallows, according to Ali, Saddam said, Iraq without me is nothing. Ali says he followed Saddam up the gallows steps, escorted by two guards. He stood over the hole and filmed from close quarters as Saddam dropped through. From me to you, he said, crouching down to show how he shot the scene. The distance, he said, was about 1 meter. He died absolutely. He died instantly, Ali said. Saddam's body twitched, shaking, very shaking, but no blood, he said, and no spit. Ali said he was not authorized to disclose the location and did not give other details of the room. He said the videotape lasts about 15 minutes. When Newsweek asked to see the copy, Ali said he'd already handed the tape over to Maliki's chief of staff. It is top secret, said he. He would not give names of officials in attendance, though estimates there were about 20 observers. Now that Saddam Hussein is dead, the question, I think, is begged at this point, and I hope that you'll answer it at 800-259-9231. Was it worth it? Was the thousands of deaths of the United States boys and girls worth this one moment? I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-889-2994. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994.
Attention homeowners. Now you can have effective results and safety when you use an herbicide. Perfectly Natural Weed and Grass Killer is non-polluting to water and soils with proven results. Tests at North Carolina State University show results within an hour of application. Don't compromise safety. Get the proven all-organic, all-natural solution to your weed and grass problem. Perfectly Natural fertilizers and weed killers contain no sewage, no compost, no heavy metals, and no synthetic compounds. Perfectly Natural Weed and Grass Killer is available at Walmart, Fred Meyer, Kmart, and other fine lawn and garden centers. For more details on stores near you, visit PerfectlyNatural.com. The perfectly natural solution to weed and grass problems. Perfectly Natural. Spectacular results made 100% safe.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features you'll find there because they're totally free. So if you like the fact that we give away the website features, then maybe you want to voluntarily support us by shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Anything you purchase in their 35 categories of products, everything from groceries to office products, electronics, books, you name it, accessories, it's all there. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your sale. So, head over to Amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. We're talking about Iraq and Saddam Hussein, now a dead, rotting corpse, essentially, at this point.
We're working on it.
And my question for you is, was it worth it? Do you think that the thousands of U.S. troops who have perished as a result of the conflict in Iraq were worth this one particular death? Because, I mean, one of the original excuses for invading was that Saddam was a bad man. Well, and he was a bad man, but does that make it okay to invade another sovereign nation and overthrow a bad man? Because if that's what we're doing, then we've got a number of sovereign nations that are just awaiting an invasion. There are plenty of bad men running all kinds of countries around the world.
Lots of bad men, lots of oppression, lots of stuff going on. I mean, there were some more reasons out there, but, you know, they named this, maybe it was for the press purposes, but they named this Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that freeing Iraqis, if you're going to name it Operation Iraqi Freedom, freeing Iraqis must be the primary goal. If the primary goal is to free Iraqis, there must be someone enslaving them. Who's enslaving them? Saddam Hussein. Now we've captured, we've convicted, and we've hung Saddam Hussein. And you can say that the Iraqis have done all this. I'm sorry. I don't believe that.
They wouldn't have done it without the United States being there hand-holding the entire thing, because they could have done it. As we pointed out, I think it was last night, the Iraqis are one of the most well-armed populations in the world. They could have easily taken out Saddam and his people had they wanted to, but they didn't. Nonetheless, do you feel like that these lives, these thousands of American lives, haven't been wasted? How about the hundreds of thousands of Iraqi lives? Do you think they have not been in vain? If so, 800-259-9231, or whatever's on your mind goes, because the Iraqis don't think it was worth it. According to UPI, about 90% of Iraqis feel the situation in the country was better before the U.S.-led invasion than it is today. I'll repeat that, because it's a pretty significant percentage. This isn't a little bit of a majority. This isn't 51%. This is 90%, according to an ICRSS poll.
Can you imagine? I mean, just, that's an incredible number.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten Americans to vote 90% on anything, ever.
The findings emerged after house-to-house interviews conducted by the IRCSS, or ICRSS, rather, during the third week of November. About 2,000 people from Baghdad, apparently 82% in Baghdad, Anbar and Najif, 9% each, were randomly asked to express their opinion. 24% of the respondents were women. Only 5% of those questions said Iraq is better today than in 2003, while 89% of the people said the political situation had deteriorated, 79% saw a decline in the economic situation, 12% felt things had improved, and 9% said no change. Predictably, 95% felt the security situation was worse than before. So a significant supermajority of Iraqis saying in this scientific study, with an error margin of only 3%, plus or minus, saying unequivocally, without a doubt, they're worse off today than they were before the invasion.
Right. They would have rather had the haunting fear that they might be snatched up in the night for, you know, some kind of speaking out against this dictator,
mm-hmm.
than the possibility of being killed by a death squad that's roaming the streets.
Or and snatched up in the middle of the night by the American military.
Yeah, it's certainly possible. It's much
no,
more likely.
No, that's what's happening. They kick in people's doors and take them to the camps.
Yes, but...
We read a story this past week about an American that happened to.
I'm not saying it's not happening, Ian.
Okay.
I'm just saying that statistically, your likelihood of dying in a hail of bullets from one of these death squads is much higher. 600,000 people, more than 500,000 people have died in Iraq since we invaded.
Well, that, and I think, includes
not,
deaths from our soldiers as
yes,
well.
But
that
is, yes, but our soldiers aren't even 10% of that number.
Okay.
90% of that number is Iraqi-on-Iraqi violence that's ensued in this civil war because we can't control what's going on. I mean, there's
with all
a,
our guns and tanks.
You know, we can't control it. We put this government in place, which a government governs, so whatever that thing is, it's not one. We put this government in place, and, you know, there's a civil war going on. And, you know, before long, as soon as whenever we leave, that place is going to break up like it should have been. From the get-go, broken into three places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Shiites, the Kurds, and the Sunnis are all going to break up into three countries, and it's going to be a bloodbath when they do.
I just wonder how long we're going to stay. How much longer is the United States going to be involved over there?
We should have never gone in the first
place.
No,
we definitely should never have gone in, but we did, and now Saddam Hussein is dead, and I want to know how you feel about it. You feel like it was worthwhile? Surely some of you must. Surely that Americans looking at the situation, you're going to say, I'm sure there's some Americans out there who say, well, that's a slanted poll. That's just the liberal media. Blah,
how
blah,
slanted
blah.
Can you get with 90%?
Well, that wasn't scientific. They're covering it up. It was they made those statistics up. We've seen stories about these Iraqis. They're happy that we're there.
Look,
they're cheering us on. What are you talking about?
Even the Bushies don't believe in this war anymore. I'm sorry.
You mean the Republicans supporters?
No. Look, wait a second. You know, I'm a registered Republican, or have been, and I don't support this thing. But what I'm talking about is the Bushies. There's a difference between Republicans and people that support Bush.
Okay.
I am a Republican, but by no means do I support
Bush.
What
percentage of Bushies have now turned against the war?
I don't know the percentage of Bushies, but many of them. Everybody realizes this is a terrible idea and we need to be out, and only hard-headed George Bush wants to stay in there. Now,
yeah.
Even he's looking at, well, you know, figuring out a new plan, but, you know, we just need to get the heck out of there.
Well,
here's the plan. Say, I'm sorry, and get out.
That sounds like a good plan to me. That's as good as it's going to get. There's no better plan out there.
You know, the only other plan that people ever seem to come up with is nuke them till it's glass everywhere.
That's unacceptable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
why
disgusting.
Do we want? Why do we want to kill?
I get sick just thinking of that.
Why do we want to kill all these people when we shouldn't have been over there in the first place?
Yeah.
We made a mistake, so let's kill everybody.
That's really going to help the statistics too. I mean, I guess then they wouldn't be able to interview anybody about how they feel.
Yeah, and the what's the world's population going to think about the United States nuking them till they glow?
Mm, indeed. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. So we've got thousands dead on the American side. I believe more Americans have died now in Iraq than died in the 9/11 attacks, if you believe that Iraq had anything to do with the 9/11 attacks, which, of course, it's been proven that they didn't. It was just an allegation by George Bush that Iraq had anything whatsoever to do with 9/11. But nonetheless, we've now had more American soldiers die than people died in 9/11. We've got hundreds of thousands of Iraqis, innocent Iraqis, people who never harmed another person in their life, have perished as a result of this war. But now you've got the head of Saddam Hussein on a proverbial pike, and you can trot around with it and talk about how great you are. Well, and I want you to talk about how great you are, those of you who support this war, at 800-259-9231. Because now you're finally in the minority. In the beginning, Mark, you supported the war. In the beginning, when this all started, yeah, you were on the side, as many Americans were, of rattling the saber. And now the tide has changed. Now Americans are getting tired of this war. Mm-hmm. And I wish they would get tired of initiated wars in general,
right,
and learn their lesson.
I think I've learned my lesson.
That this is not what America is supposed to be about. We're supposed to be about freedom and liberty. And setting the example for the rest of the world about freedom and liberty. Not setting the example of we're the world's police. That's not what America was originally intended to be. So Americans have figured out that this Iraq war thing's a bad idea. I think, what is it, like 70% of Americans think the whole thing is being handled poorly at this point? So if you're in that 30%, that remaining 30% that still, go Bush! Yeah, you do it! Go kill some more Iraqis if you're one of those Americans. I know you're out there. 800-259-9231. It's okay to be in the minority. It doesn't mean we'll shut you out from our show.
You know, as Americans, it's easy to discount the deaths of other people's, other countries' people. You know, it's just easy.
I don't know why that is. Well, they're people.
But, you know, if a plane crashes, 179 people were killed, and two of them were Americans. I mean, now that's how it's reported, and that's just the way it is. So, I mean, it's easy to discount the 600,000 people that have died, and perhaps 60,000 of them or so that we've killed. But, you know, and you can also look at, you know, we deposed Saddam or whatever. But when you look at the things that are lost, I mean, you can look at the soldiers and say, well, they volunteered for the army, and they knew that the possibility existed that they were going to go over there and fight and die, almost 3,000 of them. But, you know, I'm an American, and this awful, stupid war has spent, what, $600 billion, $500 billion of our dollars? More than World War II, more than Vietnam, more than any other war ever. And this isn't even a declared war, and this is some crappy little backwater country.
How can you support it? 800-259-9231. Hour number three is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For you.